BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Natalie. I'm 26. And I'm from Andover. You might not know this, but my dog once sat on Cheryl Cole's face. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills! This week with Nick Grimshaw!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Very hot.
It's very hot, Natalie.
Oh, it's boiling out there today.
Where are you?
I'm in Andover at the moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember from a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
You're also 26.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have to go to work today, or can you sit out and enjoy the sun?
Well, I'm a dog walker, so I'm currently sat in my van.
Amazing. Fun job today.
So I am out in the sunshine.
So this job must be really fun now, but less fun in, like, December.
Yeah, yeah, when it's snowing and cold and rainy.
Do you ever just pick up people's dogs and put them on a treadmill?
That'd make my life a bit easier.
You should do that. Just get, like, 12 of them in your house. Just tie them up.
My house big enough.
You can just watch, get them all in a row, and you can just lie back and watch Holmes Under the Hammer. Pop out to Sainsbury's, pop back, dogs have had a walk.
Yeah, I'm liking this idea. Yeah.
Talk to me about your dog sitting on Cheryl Cole's face.
Yeah. So it was a bit surreal. I'm still, you know, not sure if it actually happened, but it did. About 2 months ago, I had to go for a photo shoot with Cheryl Cole.
Of course, why?
Not myself, for the dog.
Okay. Oh, okay. You have a model dog?
It was his first modelling.
Okay.
And it just happened to be with Cheryl Cole.
Uh-huh.
But, and as you probably know, she's a massive dog lover as well. So we were sat up in some dodgy building in London. And
don't talk about a house like that. That's really rude, Natalie.
The company wouldn't tell me who the celebrity was. So I was sat there with my friend, and then suddenly we heard the, sort of Geordie accent. And
oh, look at that dog pet!
Yeah, basically. Oh, look at the cute little doggy. And she was, like, giving him scruffles and stuff. And I was like, wow, it's Cheryl Cole.
Spoggy off a bike of Grove.
But the problem is then she got down on the floor to, you know, rough play with him. And, uh-huh. You know, and but my dog tends to lean on people when they sit down. So she asked, oh, can he sit down next to me? I was like, yeah, not a problem. But as she asked him to sit, he just swung round and put his bum right in her face. I was like, no.
Don't sit on Cheryl's face, please.
No. So I pushed his bum down and he just sat on her, which she then found hilarious and was taking photos of that.
Okay, of the dog on her face?
Well, once he'd sat down onto her lap,
okay.
He'd start taking photos.
What dog is it? I'd like it if it was like a Rottweiler.
It's a Doberman.
No, it is not.
It is, yeah.
A giant dog. It would have broke her face.
Yeah, I was a bit scared.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
And how's the dog's modelling career going now?
Well, we've got a few things lined up, but I think that's his ultimate claim to fame.
Yeah, Cheryl's bad-mouthed him all over town.
Oh,
he's so unprofessional, that dog. Sat right on my face. He'll never work in this town again, man.
Probably.
Natalie, thanks for introducing the show.
That's okay.
Thanks for the dog lols.
Okay.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Coming up on the show today, we are going to be annoying Matt Fincham. Well, we've tried to start annoying him, and in a weird turn of events, he is annoying us. He's driving yes. us absolutely crazy. We've got to annoy him. How long have we been trying to annoy him? Since 12?
All morning.
Yeah.
I've been trying to call him.
And he just won't answer the phone, will he?
Yeah. I don't know if we should give much away, because I kind of want to continue trying.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, keep trying. Why did I have a missed call from Radio 1 before?
Oh, yeah. Because we thought if we couldn't get hold of Matt, we'd just annoy you.
Okay, that's cool.
But you didn't pick up either, so both of you, very annoying.
Loads of people tweeting me saying, are you going to annoy Zayn Malik? Now, we promised Liam off of One Direction yesterday that we would call Zayn Malik at 3:30 a.m. LA time. It's past that now, because I forgot. Can we annoy him now? It's probably not that annoying a call about 11, is it? Like, oh, morning, yeah, just had a nice bit of breakfast. I don't know. We will be annoying someone, be it Zayn Malik, Matt Fincham, what? Or the nation.
What a lineup.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gary Pounder, who works at Radio 1. Some people say that Chris Moyles is the saviour of Radio 1, but I think Gary Pounder secretly is. Do you think?
No.
No? He's kind of
like the vein system.
Imagine Radio 1 was a body. Yeah. He's like the veins transporting everything around. Veiny Pounder. Gary Veins. No, I don't know.
He's off getting ice cream.
Yeah, he's gone out for ice cream, basically. He always sits in that live lounge through the glass window, and he's just on a computer and he just sort of stares at us with a weird smile. I'm like, what is that man's job? So I said, Gary, come in here and see us. He's like, okay. Said, right, get down Sainsbury's now. We want 3 Cornettos, a Calippo and a Snickers ice cream. Other ice creams are available, although not many. Named them all there. Also, he's gone to get coffees. He was trying to figure out what to get first, the coffee or the ice cream. He's learnt a good lesson today. I said, coffee first, because the ice cream's all melt. And he's like, oh, yeah. So he's gone out and done that. But he is tweeting us live from the coffee shop, Chris, over the road. He says, OMG, Peter Crouch and Abby Fingy are in the coffee shop over the road. I'm so starstruck. Less starstruck, more coffees. Hurry up. Also going to say hello to Jess. My friend Jess is listening for the first time. Say hi to Jess.
Hello, Jess.
Normally listens to Steve Wright in the afternoons.
Okay, good.
I went, thanks. I said, no, pop us on. He's boring. We don't have any factoids, though, do we?
No.
You know, that's a factoid. Factoid number one. The factoid feature's boring. We do highbrow things on this show. Actually, Jess and Steve Wright, like innuendo bingo. We did it on Tuesday, we did it on Thursday. People think it's just a stupid game and it's immature, but actually it's quite an emotional thing. Here are the highlights of this week's innuendo bingo.
Cup of water.
Uh-huh.
Water in your mouth, see what happens.
How much water?
Fill your cheeks. Surely it's business time now.
Yes. Ah, Mrs. Temby, my world is collapsing around me, but I still have the pleasure of your red bush.
Part of me thinks I'm going to go and blow a load.
Did you that get on you, Chris Smith?
He's all right. Soak the news jeans.
Oh, not the news jeans.
I do like eating beaver.
Oh, sorry. Spray the Duchess.
Winding up the debate, Lady Garden was up.
Oh, in the bin. That was a nice projectile vomit sound.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you Patrick?
I am Patrick.
How do you? I'm Nick. Can I come round the back?
You can indeed, yes.
Bit forward.
Now, I want to get my meat out.
Oh. No thanks, Gok.
What's been interesting about the whole thing about writing down what we spend each day, and sometimes it kind of feels a bit like anal. Sometimes it kind of feels a bit like anal.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Why?
No. She's taking it hard.
So, George, tell me about how you first met, then.
A friend of ours organised the foursome.
Ah, oh, my head! Chris!
Sorry.
That is good. Over the head!
What's he doing down there?
God knows.
He's rubbing his hands in Strauss's crease.
But it can be just as daunting showing someone your own back garden for the first time. After all, it's a personal space.
When did you get the call?
I can't remember. It was earlier in the year. Gary said, come and have a cup of tea. And he's a tea bag sort of fellow.
I know.
Oh, no, Nick!
You don't need to have
have your energy bill out or anything like that. It's not that complicated. It's all stuff you know off the top of your head. Mm. And see if you can get a man round who wants to fill your cavities.
Some great times. Some real great times this week, Chris. It's going to be quite sad, isn't it? Quite emotional having innuendo bingo over that sad music.
Mm.
Some great times this week. Now, Chris.
What are we doing here?
We've been broadcasting together for 6 days now.
Yeah.
It's day six. Mm. It's also our final day together. Now, last Friday, we were going to go and see Jay-Z and Kanye West together as an on-air feature, but you actually thought it was a real-life thing, sorry.
Yes, I didn't realise there was a difference between us being friends on air and off-air. It was a lesson learned.
Yep, sorry. Then I did a barbecue the other night because I thought, oh, you guys have been great. Been on in the day, made me feel comfortable, welcome me onto your show. I'll host a little soiree, everyone can come round. You thought it was another on-air thing, so you didn't come. So my question to you is, at 7 minutes to two on the final day of our broadcasting together, is this the end?
Is that the question?
Yeah.
I feel a bit weird. I don't know. Is it the end?
Probably, yeah, because we're both quite busy, aren't we, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been all right. We've got a few more hours.
Cool.
Yep. Treasure these moments, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, we've been annoying Matt Fincham. We've been doing it on the radio last week. We did a wonderful call with him this week. I annoy him most nights between 10 and midnight. I also annoy him in real life, just like when we're in the office and stuff. Moyles likes to annoy him. Matt came to my barbecue the other night. I had a few people around from work. Pretty much everyone from work apart from Chris, because didn't want to come, but that's fine. And Matt came round, and he kind of annoyed us, Pounder, didn't he? He was all loud and everything. Do you remember? He was all screaming in the back garden. He's had, like, two signers. So we thought we'd get him back today, because he annoyed me at the barbecue, by annoying him again. The annoying thing is that Matt Fincham won't answer the phone, so we can't actually annoy him. Sorry. Half cornetto in my throat. He knows that we're trying to annoy him as well, because I've messaged him, and you know, and you can tell that they've read the message. It's gone to two ticks. So he's read the message, he's just ignoring me. However, we can still annoy Matt Fincham without actually talking to Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Just be glad it isn't you. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
On the bed, on the floor, on a towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
Becky's voice is beautiful on that. Absolutely gorgeous. Lovely stuff. So that is the Matt Fincham song. That's the kind of the acoustic, the campfire session one, if you will. We've done, because it's Friday, everyone likes a dance remix on a Friday, we did an annoying Matt Fincham dance remix to get you ready for dance anthems. If you like this, tune in to Greg from 6 till 7. It's very, very similar. The other day, we called him, we pretended we were the bank, and this is what happened with a dance beat.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Mr. Fincham?
Yeah.
If this is Mr. Fincham, press 1, press 1, press 1, press 1, press 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Thank you. This is an automated message from your bank.
Yeah.
We have spotted some suspicious transactions in your account.
Right.
To hear details of the suspicious transactions, please press 1. Thank you. Please hold. Hello.
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 Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
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 Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
Keep your hair on, Fincham. Suspicious transaction number one. Subscription to
Hot Bibs Wrestling
television channel.
Hot Bibs Wrestling in custard. Hot Bibs Wrestling in custard. Hot Bibs Wrestling in custard
television channel. £63. If that transaction is genuine, press 1.
Hot Bibs Wrestling in custard.
Payment approved. Suspicious transaction number 2. One pair of
big man crotch enhancing underpants. Big man crotch enhancing underpants. Big man crotch enhancing underpants.
£17. If that transaction is genuine, press 1. If that transaction is fraudulent, press 2.
Don't need any help there. 2.
You pressed 1.
Now I press 2.
Big man crotch enhancing underpants.
Payment.
No.
Approved. Hello.
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 Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
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 Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
Keep your hair on, Fincham. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that it?
Hello.
Hello.
Please repeat what you just said.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Are we done here? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Are we done here?
Hello, Mr. Fincham.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Fincham?
Are we done here?
Suspicious transaction number 3. 17.
Yeah.
Tickets to
Steps Reunion Tour
Concert, £510. If that transaction is genuine, press 1.
Goodbye.
Keep your hair on, Fincham.
Hot Bibs Wrestling.
Hello.
In custard.
Hello.
Big man crotch enhancing.
Hello.
Underpants.
Hello.
Hot Bibs Wrestling.
Hello.
In custard.
Hello.
Big man crotch enhancing.
Hello.
Underpants.
Hello.
Keep your hair on, Fincham.
Yeah, Fincham, relax. No big deal, Jesus. There we go, the Matt Fincham dance remix, getting you ready for dance anthems, which is going to be happening on Radio 1 from 4 tomorrow, from 6 o'clock today. Now, Matt Fincham, in a weird turn of events, is actually annoying us. He's driving us crazy because we'll answer the bleeding phone. I told Big Boss Ben Cooper, Ben's in charge of Radio 1. So I went upstairs and told him that Matt won't answer his phone and I needed to talk to him about something that was broadcast critical, and he's still not answering the phone. I thought that was the sensible thing to do.
Yeah.
I've got a good way to annoy Matt Fincham without speaking to Matt Fincham. Let's just unfollow him on Twitter, everyone. He thinks he's such a big deal because he's got 105,000 followers.
I think the problem is you're just going to get him more followers now.
No.
Again, would just be annoying for us.
Let's try and get him down. Let's try and half that. Do you think that's... think we could do that, get him down to 50,000? If you follow at Matt Fincham, just unfollow him. I'm going to go and do it now. Following. Unfollow. Go on. I mean, talk's rubbish anyway. Look, he only just replies, to, like, just chats to people.
I quite like the idea that everyone changes their picture to a picture of Matt Fincham.
No, because he'll like and that one.
Will he?
Yes. He'll be like, oh, everyone did that. I've just unfollowed him. Do the same.
Right, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's try and get him down to 50,000 followers. Let's half that by 3.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, this whole Matt Fincham thing, I know we've got to stop talking about it because
yes.
I've said Matt Fincham so many times. I'm really bored of it. He's taken on a new level. Now, I've unfollowed him. So what's happening?
Well, Lily Allen's tweeted him.
Why is she getting involved?
It's just ridiculous.
Jesus. She's got like millions of followers as well. Like millions. I think only recently did she become like the... she used to be like the biggest Twitter person in the UK. And I think she just got leapfrogged by Harry Styles.
Right.
So she's a big deal on Twitter. So she's tweeting Fincham now. What's she saying to Fincham?
She wants to follow him.
Oh, my God. Right, well, this is going the exact opposite way of what we wanted, isn't it? Why's she getting involved?
I think she's meeting up with him later.
What?
It's all very weird.
Right.
I don't understand it.
Let's see what's going on. Fincham. Oh, he'll be loving this as well. He'll be absolutely loving it. You know, he wants to do his own reality TV show.
Really?
Like the Kardashians. He wants to do that.
The Finchams.
The Finchams. Well, he just wants it just to be him. So, like, people following him around. He wants to be on the telly.
So just the Fincham.
The Fincham. Yeah. He wants it as a reality show. It's actually happening.
She's got 3.5 million followers. She only follows about
200. Oh, I'm on her now. 225.
And one of them must be Matt Fincham.
Oh, my God. Lily, unfollow him.
Incredible.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're going to play Oh, What's Occurring for the final time this week. It's Chris, of course, playing against Radio 1's very own Danny Howard.
Hello.
Hi.
You all right?
I'm very good.
So
how are you?
Your show today is very dancey.
It's been so... Well, do you know why? Because it's Friday, and on Fridays, everyone must like dance music.
And Saturdays, 4 till 7.
And Saturdays, 4 till 7. And then on Sundays, you don't like it anymore. It's fine. You've had your fill all weekend. But today, you must like dance music.
Of course.
Must like it, because it's Friday, stupid. So what's going on? Why are you in Radio 1 today?
Well, I come in on a Friday and we hook up with my producers and we plan the show for the Saturday. And it's going to be brilliant tomorrow. I can't wait because we were off last week because of Torbay, Radio 1 in Torbay, which
is
amazing. So looking forward to get back on air tomorrow.
How was Torbay? Because everyone at Radio 1 got invited apart from me and Chris. You were
amazing.
There.
Yeah.
Annie Mack was there. Mr. Jam.
Yeah. Eric Prydz. Yeah. Example.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It's like the first time I've been involved in a Radio 1 event as well, so it was amazing. Loved it. Want to do it again.
They do it pretty good, don't they?
They do it the best.
Yeah. We're going to play Oh, What's Occurring. Have you ever played this before?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I want to earn some Scott Mills points as well.
Okay. Well, because it's the final day and because Scott Mills isn't here, should we up the ante a little bit? What should we say? Because we've been giving away 20 Scott Mills points.
100. I think it's generous.
How many?
Well, because I feel I've got to protect these points for Scott, you know, keep their value.
Can I not just have some for turning up?
Go on, I'll give you five for coming in. Five for coming in. So how many should we say? Should we... 50? Lower.
He's saying 100.
Oh, 100.
Higher?
1,000. 1,000 Scott Mills points
away.
Yes. Why?
You haven't got the authority.
Yes, I have.
Do you have to fill in a form?
Probably. BBC. Let's say 50 Scott Mills points. It's Friday. Like, well, that's happening. 50 Scott Mills points. So who's that tweeting we're going to play today? If you know the answer, 81199, or you can tweet us at BBCR1, voiced by Ian. Sorry, Gary Pounder. Hey, he was good on first day. Hi. There's some, like, gnomes in the live lounge.
Oh, not this again.
Oh, not the gnomes again. Right, let's play. Who's that tweeting?
Hello, I'm Ian, voice of the tweets.
Hi, Ian. Nice to have you back. So, for 50 Scott Mills points, I might play along as well because I don't know who they are. Now, Danny, Chris has a tendency to cheat.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
I bet you already know.
I promise you I don't.
Okay.
Okay, so first one is this. Who's that tweeting?
Definitely a day to go commando. TMI.
Oof. Who would go commando in the world of Twitter?
Borat.
Borat?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's random.
At Borat.
Do I have some choices?
No, you have to just completely guess.
Oh. Okay.
At Borat. Could be anyone, couldn't it? I'm going to go Billy Mitchell from EastEnders.
Definitely a day to go commando. TMI.
I'm saying Theresa May.
Great show.
So we've got
Borat.
Borat. Billy Mitchell.
Wait, I didn't quite get the hang of the game.
You just have
I
to
do now.
Yeah.
We'll stick with at Borat though.
At Borat. Yeah. I'm doing at _ Theresa May. Let's find out who's that tweeting.
Stephen Fry.
Oh.
Really?
On a hot day.
Stephen Fry? You wouldn't expect that Stephen Fry, would you? Going commando on his way to a playwright meeting. So there we go. That was Stephen Fry. If you got that right, you've got 50 Scott Mills points. Next up, who's this tweeting?
Damn, feels like LA is closed for the night. Where is at Snoop Dogg when you need him? Hashtag bored. It's going to be a long day.
Who would be complaining about Los Angeles and in desperate need of Snoop Dogg? And someone to party. I'm saying at Lindsay Lohan.
I want to say at Paris Hilton.
At Paris Hilton. Who are you saying
I'm
at Chris
say
on the Stark? Underscore Stark?
Yeah. At David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff?
Yeah.
Is he allowed out?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Let's find out who's that tweeting for 50 Scott Mills points. Who is this tweeting?
Dizzy Rascal.
Ah. Dizzy Rascal. Should have known that. I don't think I followed Dizzy, so I probably shouldn't have known that. Right, next one. Who's this?
Red Red Wine by UB40 just went down a treat. Lovely bit of claret.
Now, I don't know if this refers... This is just a nice reference to the song. Or they just had a nice glass of red wine. Either way, I'm saying Annie Mac, because she'd definitely drop a bit of that in her sets.
I'll let you go first.
I think it's going to be Dame Bowers. After one of his DJ sets, yeah.
Do you think?
Dame Bowers, yeah.
Dame Bowers. He was a hit yesterday on Know What's Occurring. Or day before, whenever we played it. Danny Howard.
This is a hard game.
It's a tough old game.
I can't think. At Fern Cotton.
Fern Cotton. Could be true.
Rio Ferdinand.
Oh!
Do you know what? I was going to say that because I...
Why?
Before you move the sheets away from me, I saw his name. I was going to say that.
Oh, don't get into the whole cheating thing, mate. I don't remember it at all.
Hang on, there's a sheet over there.
No, there isn't.
I didn't see it. The only thing I saw was Rio Ferdinand.
Okay. Well, good for not cheating, Dan.
Yes.
Thank you.
No problem.
Unlike you.
The one that doesn't speak has got the only
sheet.
Copies.
Okay. Okay, next one. Who's this tweeting for 50 Scott Mills points?
I just picked a scab on my knee and numbed the pain with hand sanitizer. Hashtag soldier.
I had a dream last night that I had scabby knees.
What
a
dream.
Weird. I know, what a dream. Hope it comes true one of these days. Love some scabs. Who's got scabby knees?
I just picked a scab on my knee and numbed the pain with hand sanitizer. Hashtag soldier.
You really need to be psychic for this game, don't you?
Or follow them on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. True. I'm going to go... It's my last chance, really. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Is it Donald Trump? Danny Howard. Who do you think it is?
Could be anyone. At... Alan Sugar. I'm going to go in the same area as Chris.
Okay. I'm going to stick with Theresa May.
Example.
Oh. This is example with scabby knees. Right, final one. We're not doing very well at all here.
No. Rubbish.
Absolutely rubbish. You've only got 5 Scott Mills points.
It's better than none.
That's true. For the final one, who's this tweeting?
I don't care if it's summer. I am not taking my tights off.
It's definitely Theresa May.
I'm going to go Matt Fincham.
Danny, who won't take their tights off?
You've got to be careful when you say something like this, don't you? Anyone? Holly Willoughby.
Holly Willoughby.
Holly what?
Holly Willoughby. Nearly said it. I nearly said it.
Say
Willoughby. Holly Willoughby.
Holly Willoughby. I'm going to say Will I Am. Who won't take their tights off, even because it's summer?
Lily Allen.
Oh! Matt Fincham's best friend. How did we not know that? Come on, Lily, take your tights off. It's boiling hot. Danny Howard.
What?
I don't know. Come on, Lily, pop your tights off. Can you say that to a woman? I don't know. Danny Howard, thank you for playing Know What's Occurring.
Thank you for my 5 Scott Mills points.
That's okay, anytime.
Thank you.
Take those tights off now, Danny. It's 34 degrees out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, so this is it. The final hurrah.
Wow.
Yep. This is it. Anything you'd like to say?
It's been
thank you or
it's been an honour.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.